For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. Tomorrow is the last day of early voting ahead of the August 6th election next week. As of Wednesday, just over 60,000 people in Shelby County have cast votes, about 6% higher than the 2022 election cycle. The numbers reflect a statewide increase of about 36% in early voting turnout from 4 years ago. Tennessee is one of 5 states now under consideration for a federal partnership to boost nuclear energy production. The U.S. Department of Energy announced Tuesday that the program, called the Nuclear Lifecycle Innovation Campuses, would create more capacity for nuclear fuel enrichment and disposal and potentially add more power generation. One reason behind the program is there is no current place for disposing of high-level radioactive waste. Critics of the program are concerned about transparency around the amount and location of radioactive waste to be buried here. That data has become scarcer since 2017, when the Department of Environment and Conservation stopped reporting on where nuclear waste was ending up. SpaceX AI revealed it has quietly built a 4th data center in the Memphis area. This one, called Minihard, is part of the Colossus 2 complex on the Tennessee-Mississippi state line, which already contains 2 data centers. In a tweet, Elon Musk said the new site is smaller in square footage but contains comparable computing power. Collierville leaders are considering new restrictions for e-bikes, which are increasingly popular with children. While all e-bike riders must wear helmets and are only allowed on streets with a 20-mile-per-hour speed limit, leaders say many kids have no regard for pedestrians or road rules. The city is also reviewing restrictions for electric versions of scooters, unicycles, skateboards, and hoverboards. A Fayette County woman who faked being a wounded combat veteran to raise money online will serve 16 months in federal prison and 3 years of supervised release. Amanda Kate Walker Bass pleaded guilty in February to so-called stolen valor. On Thursday, a judge also indicated plans to require her to compensate those who donated money under the false pretenses. This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org and on the WKNO app.